Okay, good morning. We are doing tchumim. Tav hey. Din ayotze chutzat tchum. Someone who leaves the tchum. So, what happens? Aleph. Mi shiatza chutzat tchum afilu ama achas. Even a person who walks out of his tchum. Even one ama. Lo yikaneis liyot kivnei ha'ir. He cannot go back and be like he lives in the city. Ve'ein lo ela arba amos mi'amidat raglav velachutz. So he's limited to his four amos. And according to the Rama, you actually get eight amos. That's four in each direction. So you're limited to the four or eight amos from where you're standing. That's your new makom, right? That's if you left your city plus you left beyond 2,000 amos from your city. Okay? But, 1 second. Now, we're going to see that this is if a person left b'mezid, on purpose. He knew what he was. He knew that he was leaving his tchum. One's not allowed to do that. However, if a person left b'ones or shogeg, or he was daydreaming, he was sleepwalking, whatever it was, he just left. So the poskim point out that you're allowed to go back. Like this. If you're within four tfachim from where? The edge of your tchum, you could go back. You get an extra. Are we going to see that in a second? So it's just here. You get four extra amos if you, as long as you're, because you get your makom is dalet amos, and then you can still go back as long as you can walk your dalet amos and reach inside the tchum, then you're good to go. You get back inside where you were, and you join the whole city, and you join the city's tchum. Okay. Bet. Haita raglo achas toch atchum, v'raglo achas chutz atchum. Okay, you walk 2,000 amos from the edge of your city, and now you have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So the lacha says, yikanes. You're allowed to go back in, because the Gemara explains, because Mishnah Berurah quotes it, debata rubo shadinan. We go after your rove. We consider you after your rove. And the case is, you just stuck one leg out. So really the majority of your body is still in the tchum, and the case is, you're just sticking out your leg. And the leg is you're still considered inside, but you go after the majority. Gimel. Mi shekidesh alav hayom. Okay, you're walking outside. V'hu chutz l'tchum ha'ir, and you're outside the city, the tchum of the entire city. So you're beyond the city limits, beyond the 2,000 amos. Afilu ama achas, even one ama beyond, and it's bein hashmashos, and Shabbos starts. Lo yikanes liyot kivnei ha'ir. You can no longer go and be part of the city, because you are. You're standing in Amma outside of the Tchum. You're already out of the Tchum. So you can't go back to the city. Ve'eino mehalich ela alpayim Amma l'kol ruach mimakom shekidesh alav hayom. And what happens is you can only walk from where you are, you get your dalet amos, and you get your Tchum. You get your new personal Tchum, because when Shabbos started, you're outside of the city limits. And now you get your own, and you're outside of the tchum of the city. So now you only get 2,000 amos from where you are. Incidentally, if you were standing borderline exactly on the tchum, since you get an extra 4 amos from where you are, you could even be walking inside the tchum of the city by a few amos, and you're still not allowed to continue, because you're a Shoves, you started Shabbos outside of the Tchum, and you're no longer considered part of the city for the Tchum, for the Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Dalet. Mi shiatza chutz atchum, shelo ladas. A person left the Tchum, and it was by accident. Right? So it could be any case of onus or shogig. So you left by accident. Mutar la'asot lo mechitza shel bnei adam she'ervu la'oto ruach v'cholim leilech sham. V'yasu seviva k'mo mechitza v'yikanes b'neihem. There is a way to get back inside. You, as long as you're within a mechitza. So if you can have people build a mechitza for you, you tell them, let's play a game. I don't know, duck, duck, goose, or musical chairs, or whatever, and you get them all to line up for you. As it continues, V'hu shelo yedu otam shena aset behem a mechitza. They can't know that you're using them as a mechitza. Shalashem kach nikru, that you call them to stand there. So you can have them stand at two edges between walls, like of a long alleyway, or you can have them stand on a whole circle around you, and you can all be walking together. And we're assuming for these, you know, just in a more practical scenario, probably they made an Eruvei Tchumin, so they're allowed to be walking, and you didn't make an Eruvei Tchumin, and so you can't be walking from where you guys are back to the city. In other words, you're stuck to your 2,000 amas, and they have 4,000 amas, whatever the case is. The idea is, if you're outside and you're stuck out of your dalat am, you're stuck to your dalat am. Okay, so it depends how you started out. If you left your tchum on Shabbos, the case could also be exactly. You're stuck to your dalat amas. Fine. Very good. But whatever the case is, you can use people as a mechitza as long as you don't know that you're using them in order to keep on moving, and because as long as they don't know. You know. But you get your dalat amos, and you get a rishus hayachid. So you get either one. You can get a dalat amos, or you can get rishus hayachid. You're getting, you're right. You have, this is a moving rishus hayachid.
Then you get your full tchum again. Because you have lost it.
So in this case, because you left Shalolados, you can get back into the city. Because you left Shalolados and you returned Beheter. So therefore, you join the city and you be like everybody else again. Aval, Im, we're going to see this a little bit again when we get to Hey, Vav, and Chet. You'll see it's a little bit confusing. It depends if you left on Bemezid or if you left Beshogig. Well, im yatza ladas, if you left on purpose, asur. You're not allowed to use them to go back to get gain the whole city. Also, the dvar mitzvah is also the same category as shalol ladas or ones or shogig. Okay. Fine. Right. You cannot, if you left on purpose, b'mezid, you only get dalat amos. You don't get
even in
a rishus hayachid. Exactly. And we're going to see that. The same thing. Yeah. The ratzon on purpose with das or b'mezid. Yeah, yeah. It's all the same thing. Did on purpose. That's just, thank you.
You're being better
with
not calling him a full sinner. Okay, got it.
Hey. Very good. Mishahotziu. Okay, so now someone took you out against your will. Or you were asleep and he took you out of the tchutz, the tchum, akum. Or the case could be a goy took you out. Ruach ra'ah. Or you got a little possessed or dreamwalking. Or sha'ar kol ones, any kind of an ones. Or shagag, v'yatza, any kind of a shogig, including the dvar mitzvah. Ein lo ela arba amos. So, you only get dalat amos. Right, you end up somewhere outside of your tchum, you only get dalat amos. However, hechaz yiru l'tocha tchum, against your will again, or b'shogeg, you got back into your tchum, so then, ki'ilu lo yatza, it's as if you didn't, right, if you left b'shogeg, and you got back in b'shogeg, then it's ki'ilu lo yatza. That's the cleanest scenario. V'harei kol ha'ir ke'arba amos kevatchila. And the whole city is back to being your dalet amos. V'chutzala alpayim ama l'kol ruach. And then you get 2,000 amos, just like before, beyond the city. Everything's the same. Avayim chozer ladas. But if you left b'shogeg, and you went back b'mezid, right, ladas, ein lo ela arba amos. Then you only get four amos. Now we're going to see. Let's leave that for now. We're going to get to Vav and Chet. We'll see. It might make a little bit of a difference. But basically, you left Beshogig. You went back on purpose. You only get your arba amos. And if your city is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if your city is has a wall all the way around it, it's called a Reshus HaYachid. You get your Reshus HaYachid, so you get more. Since it's your city that's walled, it's Reshus HaYachid. You do get more than Dalet Amos. That becomes your Dalet Amos. Haga v'chein im nichnas lesfina. Okay, so now a person basically accepted his makom. He's not traveling. He's not moving. He's stationary when Shabbos starts. That's the case. And you're in the Sfina. And now, it was against your will. You were not planning on traveling on Shabbos, but you thought you were going to be stationary. And lo and behold, you didn't know this. You messed up on the schedule, or the captain changed the schedule, and it took off on Shabbos. So, v'yatzah ha-Sfina chutz l'tchum. And now it goes on beyond the tchum. And the whole case, we're assuming you are within 10 tfachim to the ground, or the bottom of the ocean. So it's a very low, the depth of the water is low, and obviously the ship is not very deep below the water. So in such a case, a small little boat, v'chazra le'achareya le'namel shehifliga misham, and then, so you're within the 10 tfachim, so you left the tchum, and then more than 2,000 amos, that's the case. And then it came back within the tchum on Shabbos. Harehu ki'ilu lo yitza. It's as if you never left, and it was all done because it was all done b'shogeg. Dehavale kamo shehotziyu akum v'chziruah. The same din as if non-Jews took you against your will and then brought you back. It's all the same. Same category. Okay, Vav. Netanu avde kochavim chutz atchum. Now, if you were the non-Jews took you out, okay, they took you against your will, outside of the tchum. And they put you in a deer, or besahar, some kind of a pen for animals, ume'ara, or in some kind of cave, or be'ir acheres, or in a different city than the city that you came from. And it was mukefes chom al adira, and it was walled, so it's a reshus hayachid. Or sheneh, Mishnah Berurah points out also, we're not assuming it's not a karpef. Then it has a din of a carmelis. So anyways, oh shenanas bishar ones, and now it is, and so now, or any other kind of an ones, oh sheshagag, or again any kind of shogig. Bottom line is, you left your tchum b'shogig, and you ended up in some kind of a reshus hayachid. So mehalechet kula, you get all of it, right? Because if you leave your tchum, you get dalet amos, and since you're in any reshus hayachid, that's fine. Aval im yatzah chutz tchumo ledas, but if you left on purpose, afal pishu betoch echad me'elu, even though you left on purpose, so then even though you're in a reshus hayachid, ein lo ela arba amos. If it's done b'mezid, then you're stuck to dalet amos. If you left b'shogeg, you get the whole reshus hayachid. If you leave b'mezid, you only get dalet amos, even though you're in a large reshus hayachid. Okay, zayin. Mishi fligas finaso bayam, mehalech et kula, hu v'hoyel v'shavat ba'avir mechitzot. Okay, the main thing is, as long as you're on a boat that has walls around your boat or your ship, then that's called a Rishos HaYachid, and you're always allowed to walk anywhere within the Rishos HaYachid. Okay. And the case is, we're assuming again, for it to be an interesting case for Tchumin, we're assuming the case is you're within 10 Tfachim of the ground. So a low boat, a smaller boat with a low water level. So you're within 10 Tfachim of the ground, and then there could be an issue of Tchumin. V'im nivchatu dofnei sfina b'shabbos. And if the walls disappear on Shabbos, right? Or there's a breach of more than 10 amos. So then it depends. Im hi mehalechet. If the boat is moving, mehalechet kula. You can walk as much as you want anywhere on the boat. Because since it's moving, we never say you're walking Dalet Amos. There's a problem of walking Dalet Amos outside of your tchum. But since you're not stationary, you're never within Dalet Amos, you're never within one spot for a period of time that you're able to walk out of it Dalet Amos. You're constantly moving. V'im hi omedet, but if it's still, eino mahalech ba ala arba amos. So then you only get Dalet Amos, right? We're assuming the boat took you out of your tchum.
It's tied up, but it moves in the dark. And I think maybe if something tied up, is that considered omedes or
halachic? Oh, I don't know. Tied up boat. I don't know.
A dark boat. It's tied to a post. It has a radius from that with that rope that it can move.
Alright, we'll discuss that maybe afterwards.
What if it's not anchored?
It's ditched on the
what
sand.
If, in your scenario, what if it's not anchored? It's tied up and it's out of the water. We'll have to get to it. It's interesting.
Here, let's discuss it afterwards. Good question. Haga. Ve'im be'emtza yesh mechitzot asara barosho ein lo. Now, as long as you have walls in part of the main, say the case is in the middle of the boat, 10 high, and that's gonna surround an area. Of course, you can have openings in the mechitzos. So as long as you have your boat, generally speaking, in the middle has at least a height of 10 tefachim, then that's good. You have a wall, and that's a reshus hayachid. Even uberosho einlo, even if at the ends of the boat you don't, because we call the ends of the boat a continuation of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or Chorei Rosh Hashanah Yachid. As linan batar hamsa, you go after the middle. Vafilo einlo klal rak sheish b'lech kokasara. Even if the actual walls of your boat are only, let's say, 5 tfachim high, right, which could be common on a small boat, but the boat is actually, if you look under the water, you have another 5 tfachim. Even though where you're standing from, let's say you're standing on the same level of the water, and the walls of the boat go down 5, and right, the walls of the boat, and then you have a railing without, you know, the proper railing to be a mechitza, and that's another 5 high, all that is good to be combined. Even if you're able to imagine and dig out 10 from going below the water, damrinan chokim lahashlim. As we say chokin lahashlim, Mishneh Berurah points out that halachically we normally don't say the din of chokin lahashlim. We had that before, especially in the case of horizontal. But he says here, this is like similar to using the outside. If you have a mound, so you use the walls of the mound, and that you say that goes up. So whenever because the boat itself has proper walls, you see them from the outside. So it's not your typical case of chokin lahashlim, which we don't follow. Okay. Chet. Okay. Chet. Yatzel adas v'chziru of the kochavim. Now, you went on purpose, and then, but you went back inside through non-Jews or a case of shogeg. So then, ein lo ela arba amos. Since you left on purpose, so therefore, you don't get to go back, you don't become like the whole like the new city you get brought into, you only get your Dalet Amos. However, this is, again, it's good to read a couple of simanim a couple of times together. Umihu e isifim. Umihu imechziruhu le'iro. But here, if you get brought back in, so you left on purpose, but you get brought back in b'shogeg, into your city, which it's quoted here on Mukefes Mechitzas Ladira. Your city has a wall around it. Although the Mishneh Berurah says the poskim don't agree, you don't have to have a wall. If it's your own city, since a city that you still get your 2,000 amos beyond your city, even though there's no walls. Again, Eruvei Tchumin is not, Tchumin, the Tchum of Shabbos has nothing to do with being able to carry an Arisha Sayachid. Since even if you couldn't carry, and there's no Rishas Yachid, since it's a city, and you get 2,000 amos always beyond the city. So again, if you go back to your city, b'shogeg, even though you left the Mezid, kula ke arba amos, then you get the whole city. Because you were there when Shabbos started Bein HaShemashos. That was your city for Bein HaShemashos. So since that's your city, you get the whole city. The whole city is like Dalet Amos. V'afilu yatzel adas v'chazer ladas. Even if you left Bemezid and came back Bemezid. The case when you only get Dalet Amos in Rosh HaSayachid, that's as if it was a new Rosh HaSayachid, not the same one you were in Bein HaShemashos. That's the difference with Vav. Okay.
And in the K, where it's Chazer ladas, he only has Dalet Amos.
So it's the same halakha as what we're learning now in Chet. It depends if okay. Tet peirot shehotziu chutz latchum vechzirum afilu b'mezid. Now, if you take out fruit or items, it becomes fruit because we're talking about eating also. So you take out fruit and you did it b'mezid. So lo yifsidu mekomam. They don't lose their place. In other words, the fruit themselves are considered onus. The fruit didn't walk on their own. You took them out. So therefore, it has the same din as shogeg, even if you took them out. B'mezid. Shekola ir lehem ke'arba amos v'chutzel ha'apayim ama l'kol ruach kevatchila. So if you take it out of the tchum, it gets its dalet amos. But if you bring them back inside the city, then it's exactly like it was before, even though you did everything on purpose. Imhu yom tov. If we're talking about yom tov, because then you're allowed to carry. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. We're assuming even if there's no Eruv over here, you're still allowed to. Okay, that's when it's a more practical case. Because otherwise, you'd be also, if it was Shabbos, you'd be also not only the problem with Chum, you'd be over the Daraisa of carrying. Or the Rabbanim, depending what it is. V'im hu Shabbos, but if it's Shabbos, mutarim b'achilev b'komam. In other words, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it where they are, even though you may not be able to move them more than... No, I'm saying you can't move them beyond Dalet Amos because it's chum.
It just seems within the whole chum is again.
Okay.
It's your city, the whole city is again.
So if it's Shabbos, fine. Mutar, okay, good question. Mutarim b'achila b'mkomam. You're allowed to eat them where they are. V'afilu le'oto Yisrael shechzira mitzorko b'mezid. Even if it was returned there on Shabbos, b'mezid. This is where it's coming up. It's Yom Tov or Shabbos. And then a person put it back there on Shabbos, b'mezid. So he's not allowed to take it out, he's not allowed to bring it back in. But he did. My taima anusim, because they are anusim. And they didn't change, and everyone's allowed to eat them. Both the person who brought it and the person who was done for, or other people. Because there's no hana, and there's nothing being changed from being brought in and being brought out. Okay. The kolzman shelo huchzeru, v'heim chutz limkomam. Now, let's say they were not returned, and they're still outside the tchum. Im hotzion b'shogeg, if you took it out b'shogeg, so then mutarim la'ochlam, you're allowed to eat them. But asur l'taltulam chutz arba amos, because you can't move them beyond dalet amos because of the tchum, but you're still allowed to eat them as it was done b'shogeg. If it's done b'mezid, v'im hotzion b'mezid, then asur la'ochlam, because you're not allowed to get any benefit. Afilu mi shelo hotzion, even for it was taken out for somebody else, yesh matirin. The mi shelo tziyam. Someone says if it wasn't for someone, there is an opinion that says if it was for people who it wasn't taken out for and they didn't carry it out, they're allowed to benefit. But the halacha follows the first opinion that it's aser for, if it's done with mezid, it's aser for everybody. All right, stop.